It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. One of the first initiatives Mayor Bill de Blasio announced when he took office last month was one to get pedestrian traffic deaths to zero in New York City. And he charged several city agencies with coming up with recommendations. He unveiled them today, and WNYC's Kate Hines from our Transportation Nation team is here with an analysis of them. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Amy.
So this is a 63-part plan. Boil it down for us.
Well, I can boil it down to three major components: enforcement, engineering, and education. And enforcement seems to be a huge component of this plan, which in many ways marks a departure from the Bloomberg years. Bill Bratton was featured very prominently at the conversation today about this, and he said that his agency has analyzed years and years of pedestrian and bicyclist fatalities in New York City and has discovered that speeding and failure to yield in a crosswalk account for 70% of them. So he says that is where they're going to focus their enforcement on. To that end, he's going to beef up the department within the NYPD that hands out moving violations tickets. They're going to provide more speed gun equipment to local precincts and train officers on how to use them. And they're also going to try to increase penalties for drivers who injure or kill pedestrians and cyclists.
So tell me about, there's a public education component too. That's another E.
Correct. There's a big piece of this. It's sort of threaded throughout. Something that's really interesting is they're going to have DOT educators,
Department of Transportation
educators going into 500 city schools a year to train children on how to be smart pedestrians. They also would like very much to change driver's licensing requirements in New York State. Currently, it's entirely possible that you, as a driver seeking to be licensed, will not be confronted with anything in the written component of the test or the pre-licensing class that has to do with how to share the streets with people other than people driving a four-wheeled vehicle. So they'd like to see a change in that area as well. And that's going to be one of the tricky things, because the biggest piece of it is lowering the speed limit from currently, it's as it stands, as 30 miles per hour to 25 miles per hour citywide. And that will, of course, also require something, will require the Albany legislature to sign off on that. And Bill de Blasio seems to think that he has the momentum right now to convince the legislature to make that change. And he almost phrased it as a, duh, of course we need to lower the speed limit.
Anyone who knows this town knows there's a speeding problem and we have to address it. And it's obviously directly linked to the number of fatalities.
He did not, however, mention, you know, at what the timeline for this. When is he going to go to the legislature? Who has he gotten on board from our local state reps to go up with him?
And of course, this is just the latest of a series of things he's going to Albany for.
Exactly.
Including funding for his universal pre-K plan.
Exactly.
And his idea to let New York City raise its minimum wage. There seemed to have been a recent focus on jaywalking, but that is not a part of this enforcement plan.
Yeah, and that seems very deliberate. As you'll recall, last month, there were a series of high-profile pedestrian fatalities on the Upper West Side near the intersection of 96th Street and Broadway, which was, incidentally, nearby where he held his press conference today. Following those high-profile pedestrian fatalities, the local precinct, the 20th Precinct, was out in force ticketing pedestrians for jaywalking and, in fact, injured an elderly gentleman who was resisting arrest, probably because he didn't understand what the police officer was doing when they told him to, we're ticketing you for jaywalking. But one of the things that I think has been really interesting to watch is that the de Blasio administration is talking to victims' families. They're in conversation constantly with people who have lost children to traffic violence. And I spoke to a woman today named Mary Beth Kelly, who's been working on this issue for 7 years. She lost her husband in a bike crash. And she said that she had the chance to speak to NYPD Commissioner Bill Bratton some time ago. And this was a couple of months ago when Bill Bratton was still talking about how important it was to educate pedestrians and what a scourge jaywalking was. And this is how she described the conversation to me.
When you said you were going after jaywalkers, you broke my heart.
And she said she really felt like he got it, that he understood. And he made it very clear today that the focus is going to be on speeding vehicles.
Briefly, Kate, any criticism?
There was a little bit of criticism. You know, the generally, how is this all going to be paid for? This is a lot of new staff, a lot of education, a lot of street design changes. You know, they're going to be creating new pedestrian islands and creating 50, quote unquote, slow zones a year where they're going to lower the speed limit and build new speed humps. So, you know, the city's budgeting process has not been complete. Nobody seems to know yet where that money is going to come from, and also just how he's going to convince Albany to give the city control of, you know, speed limits and more speed cameras and red light cameras is anybody's question.
WNYC's Kate Hines. For more, go to transportationnation.org. Thanks so much, Kate.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.